According to the Gemara in Shabbos 138b, where hats were made osur, and you explained in one of your answers that these were hats made for shade. So my question is, why are baseball hats permitted? Their main purpose is to protect from the shade as well. Thanks, Yossi from Vancouver, Canada. And question 1098, the Rav answered question 1033, that hats are permitted on Shabbos only because the brims are not made against the sun or rain, but that is a convenient result, even if the brim is more than a tefach. However, I bought my hat from Barcelino's waterproof line, so it does not get ruined in the rain. Even if the hat is not made to protect against the sun or rain, but that is a direct benefit I have in mind when I bought the hat. May I still wear this hat on Shabbos? If not, does everyone who wears a black hat with a rim specifically need to declare that they are not mikaveh on the utility of the hat in order to use it on Shabbos? My greatest longings to be back in Israel and learn from you in person. I thank the Rav for his internet connections. Joey Bernstein, Potomac, Maryland. In any case, aside from the reason that we mentioned before, that our hats are not made specifically for shade or to protect from rain or whatever, there's another reason why the poskim hold that our hats, this does not apply to, because basically the premise of ohel doesn't apply to garments, the klal. And therefore anything worn as a beged, as a garment, can't be a halachic ohel. According to that, even the baseball hat and even the hats that are waterproofed and one has intention of using them as a protection would not be a problem. In addition, the baseball hat, the visor on the baseball hat, I don't know if it has the dimensions of a ohel. It has to be a tefach by a tefach. A tefach is somewhere between 3 and 4 inches, which would mean an area of 9 to 16 square inches. And you could probably be makel to consider it the larger amount to be considered prohibited. I don't know if a visor on a baseball hat is 16 square inches. As well as the other hat, where it's waterproof, that's mostly to protect the hat, not to save you from the rain. And therefore, even according to the first reason, both of these hats probably would not be a problem. But Lamaisa, we are nohag, the minig is most places to rely on this fact that the garments do not constitute an ohel.